Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 17, 2026. The Salem City Council is considering a late closing request, and Peabody High School Drama Group is in the state finals. Sunny, windy, low 40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:49 a.m. and 11:16 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. A proposal for a paranormal museum downtown on Essex Street in Salem has received a cool reception from city councilors and neighbors who are not thrilled with the plan for a 2 a.m. nightly closing time. The Haunted Warren Museum, a curated mixed-media museum experience that would replace Haunt Blackcraft at 259 Essex Street, is proposing to operate 7 days a week, year-round, between 10 a.m. and 2 a.m., with final entry at approximately 11:59 p.m. The indoor entertainment experience would have an average guest duration of 90 minutes earlier in the day and 2 hours later at night. No food or alcohol is included in the proposal before the City Council, which seeks permission for the extended business hours. Councilors on Thursday, however, weighing concerns that the planned closing time would be unsuitable for the Barton Square neighborhood, chose to continue the hearing to allow more time to speak with residents before they decide. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. The Peabody Veterans Memorial High School Drama Club, Stage 1, is moving on to the finals of Massachusetts Educational Theater Guild's High School Drama Festival. On Saturday, Peabody's production of A View from the Bridge won alongside Leominster High School's performance of The Great Ignored during the festival's semifinal round at Saugus High School. They'll compete at the final round at the John Hancock Theater in Boston on March 26 to 28. Ipswich High School's theater program also won their semifinal round this weekend at Marshfield High School with a performance of Rinse, Repeat, making Peabody and Ipswich the two North Shore schools in the final round. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
From the localnews.news, in Ipswich, the search for a permanent principal at Winthrop Elementary School is underway. Ipswich formed a search committee last week to help fill the position after Amy Sullivan resigned last July. Dr. Maureen Luke, the current principal, was hired on an interim basis in August. It's unclear whether she applied for the full-time position. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the high school winter sports season is over. As for area colleges, their spring seasons are now underway. The Endicott College baseball team is 5-4 so far. This week, the Gulls are in Florida. Salem State baseball team is 1-3, and the Vikings are also in Florida this week. Today, Salem State plays two games, facing Vassar and Leslie. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Suns last night, 120-112, and they're off tonight. The Bruins lost to the Devils, 4-3. Tonight, the Bruins play in Montreal. In exhibition baseball, the Red Sox host Atlanta this afternoon. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.